Omaha, February 21st, 1908. Hello, Father. We have with us tonight Dr. and Mrs. Connolly, and I have asked them to send to you a message on the wax. Dr. Connolly, Mrs. Connolly and I are sending a most delightful greeting at the home of your son, well. That is making going graphical. It was a great satisfaction to hear your voice, a peculiar pleasure to you to hear through the record sent you the voices of your loved ones here in Omaha. You certainly have reason to feel proud of your son and their family. I find myself very busy these days with work, and the outlook for our work is encouraging. We are planning for special meetings next month and are praying for large results. Dr. Applegard and other missionary union workers will be with us on March 12th for a conference with the Omaha Baptist. I was sorry not to have more time in California in November, but had a very enjoyable trip. I am indeed sorry that your eyesight does not improve. But you know that, but I know that you have a vision which nothing can see, and that you are on the way that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
This is Mrs. Conley. How do you do, Dr. Sumner? As my husband said, we are having a delightful new love one. And as we have listened to your voice, we have imagined you among us. We only wish you a little something worth here. He is a large boy, and he do you a word of good to see.
Conley has got through and still there is space. We don't want to leave anything unused. We hope you will enjoy the messages that have come to you over the phone. We have greatly enjoyed those that have come from you. And we believe that our evening here will be profitable to us all. Father, we've enjoyed the call from Dr. and Mrs. Conley. I wish you the good.